to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
I don't understand this new Manja Clean thing.
Manja Clean?
Yeah, do you get it?
Yeah.
Like, what does it mean?
It means now I'm clean, dripped and ready. To those who subscribe to drip.
What is wrong with clean?
What's wrong?
Yeah, what is wrong with just clean, clean?
Yeah, it's like Manja. I wasn't before, but Manja Clean.
So Manjengi clean or Manji?
Yeah,
clean.
Ungi is silent.
Oh, okay.
Manje clean.
Good. Okay.
It's meant to, I think it's meant to be Manjengi clean. But then I bet TikTok, correct uncle, please. I may be wrong.
Correct Mkulu.
Correct Mkulu.
Did you see the original video? Have you seen it?
No.
It's by this kid. I think it's young Vadon or something.
Okay.
Manje clean.
Yeah.
That's what it means, right? Like them, we're ready now to Bangan.
Manje clean.
I bo buffet too.
But who?
Can you guys hear?
TikTok, I say.
Can you guys hear?
Oh, they said they don't know.
Oh, you guys are not TikTokers, yeah.
Oh.
These niggas are old now.
Harry, be fact checker.
They've been hanging out with us too, for too long, eh?
You're the youngest person here.
Here's the original video.
Oh.
Okay.
Let me play.
He won't know. He won't know.
Is it playing?
Let me see.
Oh, it's not connected. No, it's playing on my.
What are you annoyed by it? Manja clean.
No, I'm trying to understand. I don't understand it. Like, when do you put it in? Like
when you.
I'd like to hear the context. How does he say it? Then I'll be able to explain.
Yeah, let me play the original thing. Okay, here we go.
Yo, this is my video.
I am Manja clean. Manja clean. I don't tell I clean. I want a spider.
Yeah, guys, I hope you're right. And in today's video, oh, by the way, guys, thank you for.
You see, that's how it
let
started.
Let me see. Manja
clean.
Manja
clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know when you're going to go. But now you're undermining me. You know where to slot it in. This one, I don't know. How do you slot it in? How do you slot it in? Manja clean.
Manja clean. Okay.
Okay.
So no one in this room knows. Wow.
Yeah, y'all are getting old, man.
Wow.
We gotta switch up this crew, man. We need some young blood.
Wow.
We need to suck off some young blood.
Kim, are you like a TikToker influencer now or was it?
It's Manja Clean. Like
Manja Clean.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Some Georgia.
Oh, it's not about dressing up and look at that.
Oh.
It's not like Manja Clean. No, I'm not ready to go out. Manja Clean. Even that works.
Manja clean. Okay.
Yo, Meku's gonna abuse this thing. I can just feel it. I can just hear it 100 times in this episode. Alright.
Manja clean, we've got an announcement to make.
Yeah, but
Not so.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's Zemika?
We've been asking this for the past few weeks. It is finally happening, chillers. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, DJ BJ has his first gig!
Manja clean! Manja clean! Manja clean!
Yeah. We're rocking, boys!
So PJ is the name. Yeah, what a PJ! I'm like, hey, it's the name!
It's
this
the name,
one.
How you feeling, my dog? How you feeling, man? It's your first gig. You playing with Dali Wonga, ne?
Yeah, right.
Wow. Dali.
Right before him?
Yeah.
Wow!
Was almost a juicer partner before Dali Wonga, boy!
Imagine your first gig is Dali Wonga. What was your first gig, bro?
You all can't remember my first gig, eh?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Mine was in Carlton Center. I was playing for 10 people.
Yeah.
I was on Serato and I was still playing on the vinyl. You know Serato had the vinyl?
Yeah, the vinyl that plays all the songs.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, but first gig is scary, man.
It is. He called me, was shitting himself. Like, should I cancel? Should I postpone? I'm like, but are you ready, dog? He's like, yeah. I'm like, have you played like some practice sets? Like, yeah. I'm like, then do it. Mm. You know, if you don't feel really ready or you think you're gonna fuck up, maybe you can. But if you're ready,
but the first gig is never perfect. You must know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's never perfect. Never perfect. It's, you've been practicing in an empty club or in your own bedroom, so it's never the nerves. You know, yeah. But it'll go fine, man. Come on.
And we're all coming to support you. Did you book a bus?
Yeah.
Sangena, I pass.
Can I be your driver, bus. Bro? Can I please? Can I be your driver, fam?
You
fucking come in. I'm not saying we're not driving past nature right now. We'll be good, you know? If it's Ghana, no turn and book your bus. How cool it? Yo, because I'm good and king, man. Sangena, I pass. I'm driving for you, ne? My nigga.
Yeah.
We're not driving past nature then.
No, you're getting your fucking comment. Hello, who's Pio? I won't comment, Ning. What would I get this? He's not sure. Is that a headlights of oncoming traffic or what? GG, it's a whole squad. What? Squad! I fucking comment, I'm
fine. How you feel about dog? How you feel about dog?
It's true. It's tricky. It's tricky. I know, but I'm going to hold it down. I'm going to hold it down.
Mm. How much did you charge for this one? How much did you charge?
It's not much.
Yeah, how much is
it? 15,000.
Oh, no, oh BJ!
No, BJ!
BJ!
From the champ.
That was fucking with you, obviously. He's definitely fucking with you. I'm telling you now. I'm a fool to keep him whole. I'm a fool to keep him whole, boy.
We're coming to support you. What do you want us to do when we get there?
I say, let's go rock. Ngifuna umelana kuthi if kune mistake rock. A flamingo lifestyle in Kagiso.
Boys, if you plumber ekuduze ngawe, I'll take the spotlight. Ngifuna lenda. Yeah. It's your time to shine.
I'm a shine.
Yeah, do your thing.
I've even got an outfit for tonight.
Yes.
Or, yeah, let's show you an outfit, man.
Yeah, for outfit. It's DJ Big Chain.
Manja clean. Manja clean.
Manja clean.
Manja clean.
Let's see this. Siyabangena.
Manja clean. Una outfit. That was an outfit.
Mac is red.
Yeah.
So are you changing?
Okay.
Magically! Everyone now!
Magically! DJ! You wanna party!
Now people know it's you. Yeah?
No, they're gonna see this on Monday, so they won't know.
We know who inspired this, ne?
Man.
Who inspired that
kid? Who? Hey, boom, shy boom, man.
It's the other MGs, two bunnies. Now it's...
You just need the ears.
So is that your whole thing when you're going out and you don't want to be seen? Is that what you want to be doing?
I want to try it, man. I want to try it. Because sometimes I just want to have fun, man.
So how are you going to drink? How are you going to drink?
Yeah, ish. I think straw or something. Ish.
So you should make a straw hole?
Yeah, I didn't think it through. How do you drink, Oslade? How are you drinking at Sunbed?
No, wait. That thing was only 2 hours. I don't know how long you're going to be on there. That's the problem.
He's going out
to chill for the whole day.
Yeah. Speaking of gigs, I saw Heavy K last week.
Oh, Heavy K.
Yeah, he was playing after me. It reminded me, remember the episode we did? So to give context for chillers who might not know.
Yeah.
So Heavy K went on Twitter and he posted my number, right?
Yes.
So to get him back, what we did is we recorded an interview at Red Cherry.
Yes.
I think it was Donovan Goliath's interview.
Yes.
Episode 365. Check it out.
Okay. Yes.
So at the back, we had signs saying, for abortion, call this number.
Yes.
Yeah.
To meet your lover, call
to
this
increase
number.
Your dick. That's the popular one, right?
Yeah.
For dick increases. What? Dick enlargements.
Yes.
Call this number.
And it was Heavy K's number.
Checkmate! So what did he say when he saw you?
I don't know. He was chilled, man. He's over it, man. Yeah. He was cool. Yeah. I didn't even speak to him much because I just said hi and he went on the DJ booth.
Ah, okay, cool.
Yeah. When last did you see him? Have you seen him recently?
I haven't seen Heavy K in a minute.
Mm.
The last time I saw Heavy K was literally when we were doing the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When he came through.
Yeah.
That's the last time I saw Heavy. Yeah.
So that song that he said was going to be Song of the Year, what happened to that song? Remember he said, don't
it,
choose
it
your
did
song.
Catch it. Oh yeah, when he said, ah, Nkete Eli. Mm. He has a song, Ulele. It became a bit popular. Mm. You know, I think he released it too late. Mm. He released it too late. It was too late for it to grow legs and, you know.
Devin Gogo released it. Anyone listen to it?
I didn't hear the songs.
The one Sfaso. I know Sfaso released a song.
Sfaso.
Ola Bafet.
Sfaso.
Sfaso Namasi. Sfaso RT. Guys, I've been telling you about Sfaso. Sfaso.
Yeah.
Ah, that boy is really, that boy is
so there's a song.
Beasted.
I don't know if...
Featuring.
No. He sent me some other songs, so I don't know if they're out already.
Okay.
But the songs are beautiful. Okay. Who's Ministry of Sounds.
Yeah, that's
something.
His project.
Part one, part two, part whatever. Yeah. That guy's amazing, bro. Man, that guy is fucking brilliant.
I'm trying to find the song.
Marumba Pitch also dropped.
Okay. Istalo is beautiful, man. Yeah. It's called Istalo.
We're in the intro.
Album.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the intro for Piano Wrapped. Like, he took like 10 seconds of the show.
It's a beautiful intro because I think that's what he did. I think it took snippets of sound because there's also DJ Keys, I think. That sounded like him.
So we're waiting for our spit sheets, but yeah.
Yeah, the New Testament. It's his project, Sfaso RT.
Yeah.
It's dropping on the 23rd of Feb.
Really, wow, really, can't wait for that, man.
Man.
Which other producers are you fucking with? Like, they don't get their shine.
Woo!
There's a lot, ne?
Oh, bro, a guy who does not get a shine, bro, is Stix.
Stix?
Yo!
S-T-I-X.
X-X. Yo!
Yeah?
Hmm.
He had a heavy hand in Momo's album, this new album. Yeah, he's on Violent Sounds, he's on a lot of other amazing songs.
So he's a producer, he's a session
producer. He's got his own album, Test of Time.
Wow.
Check out album Stix, Test of Time. That boy is the future, man. That boy is fucking talented.
Mm.
Stix! Mm. Oh, man. Yo, and check out his mix on Groove Cartel. He's beautiful. He's
amazing.
Hey,
man, how was it being on Groove Cartel, man? Shout out to you, man.
It was dope, man. It was dope. It was a great experience, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really, really a dope experience. Because, you know, Groove Cartel, they don't just call anyone. You know, they don't just call anyone. But it was great. It was really beautiful. One show! They don't just call anyone. Wait, it was funny about that. They don't just call anyone. Boy. Nah, it was amazing, man. You know, I'm just happy for Sfaco, bro, because I took Sfaco Sapula with. And, you know, he's getting calls.
Who's Sfaco?
Sfaco, the guitarist.
The guitarist. Oh, yeah.
He's getting calls. He's working, getting booked. Bands are calling him. You know, even guys want to work with him in studio as well. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm just, glad I could, you know, have
That's
a bit
of... the power of the podcast, man. Remember when we did our year-end... Year-end function last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
For Money Lodge?
Yes.
Yeah, they called us about 3 weeks ago. They fully booked for the year because of that episode.
Wow.
Whoa, for real?
Kid you not, bro. Yo. Even Zintle is doing something there. Like, they got a lot of inquiries, bro. Like, it's chock-a-block.
Are you for... There's another...
We're still waiting for our split sheets, but yeah, continue.
Yeah. There's another...
But tell me, Tweno, you don't want to be involved in the split sheets. So...
Yeah, the part of the podcast, I'm trying to remember something else that we had a positive... Someone else, a project or a company that will had a positive input in.
Mm.
But generally, yeah, man, it's the power of the podcast, bro.
Mm.
You know, so fucking beautiful seeing it at work. It's amazing.
Hinda, what do you mean, ladies and gentlemen? Sopenduka is here. Tibla is here. Dudu's here. Dude, why are you in the corner? What's going on? Step out for what? What's happening? If there's a guest. Oh. Okay. It's not Steve Biko or something.
Steve Biko? Why Steve Biko? Oh, Makwap.
Because she was next to Tabang and then she moved.
She moved.
Hey, Tabang, come on, boy.
Yeah. Ghost Lady's here, Tabang is here, Tato is here, Neo is here, Fat Check is here, DJ BJ is here.
BJ!
Bro, what a great week to be a South African, man.
What? Yep.
Like, shout out to Bafana Bafana, man. Like, they held us down, man.
Oh,
like, what a beautiful game. It was heartbreaking because when the tournament started, nobody gave Bafana Bafana a chance. Like, no one was invested. We really didn't care.
No one,
but we were. We no one but invested. Who?
Say it, boy.
No one but Saul. No one but Saul believed in Bafana Bafana.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out.
And to see them get to the semifinals, and we thought we were going to get like a thrashing from Nigeria.
Even after the great performance the boys showed till the semifinal, you still didn't believe in the semifinal?
Yeah, because Nigeria's like our Achilles heel, man. Like, they are like that team that we just can't get past them, you know what I mean?
That's true.
So to see them perform like that, because we should have won that game, bro.
Hey.
We should have won it in the first half. We should have won it in the final moments of the game. After at a time, we should have won that game, squandered our moments and opportunities.
Apparently, the Nigerian embassy or something like that said Nigerians in South Africa mustn't celebrate too much.
Too loud, yeah, I heard that. Nigga, don't do a speak too loud. And, you know, the warning was they mustn't celebrate too loud or else they're going to fuel some xenophobia.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like they already speak so loud and there's no xenophobia 24-7.
Yeah.
That was bullshit. Nigeria have been playing in Ellis Park against us everywhere. Like you said, our Achilles heel. They've been winning. No one has ever attacked a Nigerian because they beat us at football.
Yeah,
Nah, that was bullshit. That just perpetuates, you know, the false narrative that the whole country is xenophobic 24-7.
Who do you want to win the final?
Ivory Coast.
Nah.
Not Nigeria.
Mm.
Ivory Coast. And it's their home country.
Why not Nigeria, bro?
Eh? Because they beat us.
Okay.
And they always beat us.
Yeah,
they're arrogant. We're not going to hear the end of it. They loud. They're just going to remind us at every chance they get. You know what I mean? Already they think they're the kings of Africa. By default.
They own Amapiano.
It's their confidence. Omo Piano. Oh, yeah. They own Omo Piano. They claim they own Omo Piano.
Omo Piano.
Omo Piano. Yeah, that's their version of Omo Piano.
Yeah.
But no, Ivory Coast, man. I think, you know, it's a country that has been through the most as well. War and stuff. And they're the host nations. It's always beautiful to see the host nations. And to come from, remember, they were fourth or third
in their group.
They were
yes.
third and they were the best losers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
and to come from that story to winning the thing, that would be amazing and a beautiful story for them as hosts, you know, Nigeria aside and everything else. But yeah, man. Yeah,
and also,
may the best team win.
And also, shout out to Tyler.
We see you, man.
Fucking hell. Dude, can you imagine 22 years old winning a Grammy, bro?
That is crazy, bro.
I'll lose my mind, bro.
Bro, that is brilliant, man. That's beautiful. Beautiful story, you know?
Is she the youngest? To
she has to be.
Not ever, you, ever. South African, definitely.
South African, yes.
South African, yes. Ever,
I don't know.
David who? Baby Kim.
Who's Baby Kim?
It's Baby Kim. Hey.
Hey.
Who's that, my man?
Justin Bieber never won before 22?
Kendrick Lamar. Oh.
Was it his own
grab
song?
Grab a mic that...
is it a her? Or her?
No, it's a guy.
His own song? Or like as part of a feature?
It was an album, I think.
Oh, damn.
Hip-hop, yeah.
Fact checker. Please check the facts.
And did you see Trevor Noah sucking everybody's dick there, man?
Did he? Yeah. I didn't see.
Everyone was great. Everyone was a coat. Everyone was amazing.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. No. I just saw snippets of it. But you could see he didn't want to piss off like anyone or lose his bag, you know? So he was just praising everyone that was there. And normally you'd expect the host to like roast some people.
Yeah, normally, especially if the host is a comedian.
Yeah.
They're going to roast.
Yeah, man. But he was like, love for everybody, man. Brother love.
Come on.
What are we looking for?
Yes, there is a rapper named Baby Kim. It's Baby K-E-E-M, and he did win a Grammy a few years back. But the youngest person to ever win the Grammy is Leanne Rimes. She won it at the age of 14 back in 1996.
I remember. Yes, Leanne Rimes.
The rapper.
No. It's like Adele type
vocal.
Vibe.
Vocal. She's a vocalist for country music.
Country music. Country music.
Oh, wow. Yes. Never heard of it.
But shout out to Tyler's team, man. What they're doing with Tyler's amazing.
It's crazy, right?
That team is insane.
Yeah. Oh, that is just,
like, imagine they're working with someone who was really talented, like what they could do. You know what I mean?
No, Tyler could sing.
Truth
or dare?
No, I'm not hearing. I'm saying, like, imagine they worked with, like, a Msaki, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
But let's not compare.
But put it like, man.
No, I'm saying like
your statue. Make your statue.
Guys, I'm on a good I'm in a good space, guys.
Yeah, you're not in a good space here. You chose violence.
I'm just saying, imagine what they could do if they were managing Msaki, for example.
Yeah, but it's this is for Tyler.
Okay, I take it.
No, man. Yeah,
take it. Msaki must get him a good management that can help her be like.
Manje
clean. Ngoba phela ubuso dirty manje.
I'm firing a man. Bring a man. No, man, yeah, shout out to the team. You said it was the same team again as Shoma Josie before, ne? Hey, she fumbled the team there. A solid team.
Oh, yeah, ne? Oh, Shoma Josie could have been, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. But I'm not going to say it. Imagine clean.
Yeah,
Paduka!
Sure, Ponya,
she's where do you want to start, my dog? Where do you want to start? What do you want to talk about, man? What's on your mind? Talk to us.
A lot has happened, man.
Please don't depress us, dog. Don't depress us.
Am I depressing?
No, yeah. It's not.
It's something fucked up that someone did.
Someone did?
I'm asking, you're going to tell us something fucked up that someone did.
Do I like depressing people? Do I like depressing people?
And then?
No, I'm going to complain. So he finally faced the fan this side and it's blowing nicely.
Oh, you got a fan?
Yeah. I don't wear masks for my fan. You know? Yes, there's a fan right here. That's blowing cold air. Thank you, Mac.
Yes. What do you want to talk about?
Vodacom, man, must pay
Mugosana. Oh, yes. That's a good story. Mpataleni.
Vodacom, please. Mpataleni. Mpataleni. Yeah. So they lost the case, their appeal, because they wanted to
pay. Do you have
that
story,
Ghost
Lady?
I do.
Yeah, please read it for us.
Give us the facts, please.
Okay, so South Africa.
But nice start.
Yeah. Nice start.
I like that.
And then, guess who got killed? I'm kidding.
What?
Drop it.
Oh, but it is today, the anniversary of AKA's death, by the way.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
May the man rest in peace.
Continue. Bro, what do you feel about that, bro? We're in a year into AK's death.
Yes.
How do you feel about the way people are moving? The reason I'm saying this, Musli came out and said something along the lines of, this is my favorite AKA verse that resonates with me. You got Galaxy Boy putting out a limited edition AKA merch.
Okay.
But there's a lot of people that are just using the AKA name like, Nadia Nakai released another tribute song for AKA. So how do you feel about that, like a year after, and how people are moving with that?
I feel like with the examples you made, for example, what's her name?
No, Musli.
Breakfast, yeah, Musli. I feel like she's not trying to...
Breakfast punch.
She's not trying to benefit anything, you know? She's not really trying to benefit anything. It's just a tribute. Just like we just gave a tribute now. We're not trying to benefit anything. Galaxy Boy, I feel like it's warranted. I mean, he did give him a shout out, though. Galax Boy, that's culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a pity, though, that they never worked with him when he was alive. Yeah. For example, you know, on that set, shout out to Cultures, because they worked with him when he was alive with the green stuff with his face on it as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they saw the vision.
But Galaxy Boy, hadn't it just started?
Galax Boy been around.
What
is
it?
Yeah, Galaxy Boy. Oh. I mean, it was on what? On what's his album now? Yeah, it's on Mass Country, ne? Mm. Yo, Galaxy Boy's been around for like over 5 years, man.
Okay.
Even more than that, man. Galaxy Boy's been around, yeah? They're established. So, also with Nadia, she did date the guy, but at the same time, it'll give her a career boost. To mention AKA, you know what I mean? So, yeah, because I think she's tapping into the fact that, oh, now you're right, because... She's the last guy, she's the last woman he dated, you know? And her career does need that boost.
Didn't she drop music?
She's taking advantage
even?
Of that.
Sorry?
She just dropped music as well?
I don't know.
We don't know. Did she drop music? No one knows.
Unless Fazo did the remix, no one knows.
Oh.
So, yeah, man, no one is trying to...
I don't know, man.
No one is trying to benefit, bro. No one is trying to profit.
I just feel weird, like... I mean, Nadia Nakai, during the week, she's doing tributes for AK. Weekends, she's taking pictures with Slay Kings
on a yacht somewhere in Dubai, you know what I mean?
But can't she move on though, bro?
Yeah, but then if you're moving on, why are you taking us back by doing a tribute? Like, if you move on...
If you lost, okay. If anybody lost a woman, right? Maybe even... Who? There's a story like this, man.
Okay, you get what I'm saying?
Like Zinka's with bongs. Can't Zinka do a tribute or commemorate the death every time on the anniversary of
definitely
the death
she
or
can.
Birth?
She has a kid, you know? She has a kid with eight
apart
kids,
even if so... they didn't. I feel like... No. Man. And still... Be with whoever she wants to be.
No, man, no. For me, it just smells like people are using his name for relevancy. That's what it smells like to me.
But would you say we just gave him a shout out now?
But we have to. We're the biggest platform in Africa. How can you not give a shout out to the biggest artist we've ever had?
That's a good one.
Okay.
Like,
nah, okay. Man, I think you're reaching, bro. Okay. Like, come on.
What do you think?
He was cool. These are people he was cool with also.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. But this is like her third tribute song, bro. We get it. You're his side chick and, you know.
Who was the main?
But it's not like they had a kid, you know what I mean? It's not like they were married, you know? They were vibing, bro.
But dude, she wore Manchester United jerseys with the rest of her family on Derby Day. It was a thing.
Okay, I think too. Like, to me, I'm a hater. I think too.
Tell us, you're a hater. You're a hater. You're a hater until you tell us who the main chick was. Who was the main chick?
No, she was the main chick. I mean, you can't take that away from her. But I'm saying, it's not like they married and they had kids. We all know that Zinhle is like, you know, probably, I'm just guessing, but from the look of things, the love of his life.
Yeah. See, her career does need the relevance. It does need that extra push.
But then, aren't you in the right position? Then, aren't you motivating what I'm saying? That it stinks of.
But she's
relevancy.
In the right position to take advantage or to use that as a stepping stone somehow. Mm. She's in literally the best position because they had a thing. It's not like someone who was far removed from AKA who keeps making, like Casper had a tribute song. If he makes another one, then that's bullshit. It's like,
So Casper can't make another one, but she can.
Casper wasn't sleeping with AKA, now was she? Like, okay, they wasn't dating. No, but Casper wasn't, come on, they were professional, arch nemesis. They were like, there was a rivalry. It's known. How can he make more than just one?
But in the same,
if he makes more than one, it's like, oh, come on, bro, you're reaching.
In the same sentiment, we gave her that. She released the first one. Like, all right, clean, no problem. You know, she's got every right to. But now it's like another one and another one. And then, you know what I mean?
Okay, to be honest, come on. I feel like a mourning period lasts for so long. So yes, there is a time where it's like, okay, unless there's a lot tying you to that person. For instance, Zinhle, they had a kid. So it's obviously, you pay your respects, you talk about it with the child, you know, so it's understandable. The longer she drags with this, it'll start looking like Jada, you know.
Jada Pinkett, yes, with Tupac.
So yeah, mourning must just last for 6 hours.
Not 6 hours, no.
Hey, oh, clock the chain. It's noon now.
I need to, even in African culture, no more. If you're going through a mourning period, there's a certain period that's, you know. So it's, let it pass. Yes, it's only been a year, Mac. Let us see. But the longer it goes on, maybe now we can start looking at like, okay, whoa, now you're just using this to just be relevant.
But it mourning does, you're right, does, you know, last for a bit and then it's over. But it's only been a year. Literally,
we'll
celebrate. It's a year today.
It's too soon, bro. Maybe, Mac.
Mac.
I understand it's only been a year and obviously there's still that shock. Oh my God, AK is gone. And how maybe people are just reflecting on the moment and they're like, wow, I still can't believe that this guy is no more. And, you know, it's okay. I think there's no problem. But if it goes on longer and longer and longer, it's like, okay, now you know which card to play when you just want to be relevant.
I mean, how many times did Jay-Z big up?
Because especially they do it socially. That's another thing. People like to do this thing socially. Mm. Yeah.
How many times?
I'm choosing peace on this episode, man. I'm choosing peace. So I'll listen to you guys. So luckily.
I mean, Jay-Z's been shouting out
But these guys aren't making it easy. They're not making it easy.
Yeah.
To be peaceful.
Okay.
Look, man, as long as no one is trying to... you know, no one is trying to, like...
We started off with Manje Clean. Please, let's keep it like that.
Yeah, let's keep it like that. I'm sorry. Today, call me Brother Love.
Still a Brother Love.
No.
We're talking about Vodacom. Yes, yes. Give us Vodacom.
Yes, Vodacom.
Oh. So,
can you read?
So awesome. Manje Tetsi, Manje Tetsi. Manje Tetsi.
What are the ducks doing there in the water? They're bad.
It's a good analogy.
Can we
it's
have an episode where can we have an episode where we just go through some of the analogies Ghost Lady has done and dissect them?
Some of
the
analogies that Ghost Lady has done.
Oh man, special.
No, let's not go there.
Special. Special.
Let's remove this part because I know someone will want to start doing this. Okay, let's talk about the Vodacom thing.
Yes.
South Africans are outraged after Vodacom refused to pay even after losing at the Supreme Court of Appeal. The courts directed Vodacom to pay between 5 to 7.5% of the profits and add interest on top of that. Vodacom indicates that they will now take their appeal to the courts, to Concourt.
Jeez, how many appeals has it been? How many years has this thing been going on for, bro?
Basically, just don't want to pay
this thing.
This
has been going on for far too long, man. Like, Vodacom will just pay the guy. We've given Vodacom far too much airtime.
You
must pay them. They must pay them already.
Dog, they must. And he deserves it, dog. Like, what else do they need?
Well, they're going to the Constitutional Court.
Aye, man. No, shout out to the guy. What's his name again? No, man. I like my fight.
Concorda, Basoso Patala, still. Even after the Concorda, I don't see them winning the case. They're still going to pay.
Bro, why haven't we had him on? Dude? Yeah. Have we reached out to him?
No.
Let's reach out to him, man. Yeah. Send him a please call me.
Yo.
Nah, they must pay. But you know what? Shout out to that guy, man, because I want to be honest.
The resilience.
I would have taken the 40 mil.
Yeah.
I want to be really honest, and I know the lawyers are going to take some, or the advocacy groups, the guys who've been mobilizing on the ground.
When was the 40 million on the table? When?
It was the last major thing, really.
So not initially, ne?
No, not initially.
Yes.
Okay. Initially, no. It was a lesser
initially,
amount.
They were saying, fuck you.
Yeah. Then it got to millions. He was persistent. Mm. Then it eventually got to 40. They were like, this is 40. Our last offer, 40-something. Yeah.
Yes.
And then he was like, nah. And he went to the Supreme Court of Appeal and they lost the case.
Do you think he knows how much they've made?
Yeah, they do. They made 70 billion in revenue.
Oh, and they want to give him 40. Yeah,
and they want to give him 40 mil now. So... The Supreme Court insists, I don't know what ruling this thing was made in, but the Supreme Court upheld the ruling that he must get 5% to 7.5%.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. I would have taken the 40, man.
I would have taken the 40 mil, and you were going to be left with maybe 10, because you still need to pay lawyers. And there's been many people on the ground who've kept this case alive and relevant, who've made the right noise, who've been picketing outside of court. Let's be honest. Those guys were in it for the money to begin with.
So
they
knew
there was going to be a check at
the end. Do you think the reason why Vodacom might not want to pay him is because if he wins, it sets precedents for all the other bullshit that might arise from all these networks? Then people might start saying, I did this. Maybe I can get something as well. Like it might be like a chain of reaction.
I think it goes beyond networks, man. Because it's always like if you work for a company and you create, it's almost like that thing with the studio. If you work for a company and they give you the resources, you're on their clock and they pay you a salary and you come up with an idea that is great and makes the company lots of money. Are you entitled to, you know, to the IP?
No, apart from that, dog, I'm saying this case is a David against Goliath.
Yes.
So how many, what's this guy's name?
Kosana.
Kosana. Yeah. How many Kosanas do we have?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the consequences are far reaching beyond the network.
So that's why they can't lose this thing.
Maybe, they just don't want to pay, to be honest. But it will set the precedent.
The company's money, you know, it's just protecting. They're just trying by their level best to protect their money.
Nah, they got money, man. They can pay more.
Nah.
Give them 1 billion, they can, man.
But then why are they refusing? Company just wants to...
Yeah.
Leak 1 billion, bro, or 2 billion, and no company.
Hence, they only offered 40. Like, this is the best we can do.
And that's not the best they
that's
can
not.
Do. But definitely, it's a landmark case because it's going to change a lot of things, you know. The company, employee relationship and what the employee creates under the umbrella of working for the, a particular company. Definitely Landmark, I believe. But that's not the reason they don't want to pay. Vodacom doesn't give a fuck about other corporates out there and their relationships with the employees. They just care for themselves and they want to just pay. They don't want to lose that money. You know what I mean? Especially to a black guy. You know how corporate SA is? Let's be honest. Let's be brutally honest.
Fact checker, you had your hands up.
I wanted to answer as to how long the case has been going on. The case started in 2008 and is still continuing. And according to Amagate's legal team, they had calculated about a revenue of 205 billion rands for those 18 years. So he was supposed to be compensated approximately 5% of that.
What's 5% of that?
It's approximately 20 billion.
You see, according to 40 million.
According to the ruling of the court, Vodacom does have 30 days as of the ruling to actually come up with the new offer to Magade. Or else the appeal.
Okay.
20 billion.
So at least the new offer must be within the billions. Must be within.
Wow, man. That's a beautiful story.
It's got Netflix written all over it.
It's a win, man.
Have you seen? I was watching Griselda, man. Like, I'm getting annoyed with these. What
Queen
are they called?
The South vibes, ne?
Drug cartel. A drug series.
It's not even Knuckles that. It's not stuff. Even that. Just that. But what these. So what Netflix is doing, right?
Yeah.
Initially, they had people who were licensing content for their platform, right?
Yes.
So that's how you could see one show is like Narcos and then another show is like that Ja Rule thing.
Yeah, the island.
The island thing,
Fire,
right?
Fire Fest,
right?
Fest, yeah, yeah.
And then they got to a point where then now they started using an algorithm. So all the content that we're seeing now is based on an algorithm. So because Narcos did so well, now they've given us like fucking 10 million Narcoses.
That's exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? And I'm tired about the whole Narcos Mexico drug shit and the cartel.
Yeah, man, I watched Narcos 2 and I was like,
I couldn't.
It's, it's like same shit, different actors. Yeah.
Come from dirt poverty, you know, make it an America story. Start with 1 kilo, 2 kilos, buy some cops, get robbed, or you're trying to find.
So they're using an algorithm. Even now, like if you check, the Bitcoin stuff does well, like the cryptocurrency stuff does well. So now there's like 10 million cryptocurrency shows of like people being scammed or like how crypto works. Or, man, it's just the same old content, bro.
And there's so much content on the platform. And
bro.
That's why like, you're on Twitter, like, can I have great content that's not, like, trending, you know, stuff that's there. But it works. It's clearly work. They're clearly making more money. That's why they keep pushing it. But, yeah, it's like, whatever.
So you watched only 2 episodes?
I watched 2 episodes and then I was like, I felt like I could preempt where it's going.
Of course.
And I was like,
that's why I couldn't
finish. Also, it's a story that's out there, you know? And I felt like it's too Hollywood as well.
Yeah.
So I watched 2 episodes and I asked on Twitter, is it really worth watching? People said it gets more interesting the first 2-3 episodes a week. But I was like, whatever, man, I'm tired.
Even the casting, man, I couldn't take that girl seriously. The lead actor.
Oh, from Family, Modern Family, right?
Yeah.
Seriously. She's always like comedies.
No.
But she was killing it.
She was killing it.
She's killing it.
Okay, peace.
Yeah.
Manja clean.
Manja clean.
Nah, I think she's fine, man.
All right, make sure you elevate your betting game with easybet.co.za, the site with the biggest bonuses in South Africa. Dive into a world where sports slots and casino games come alive. You will get a huge head start at EasyBet with their 50 Rand sign-up bonus. No deposit required, Penduka.
Oh, yeah?
And here's the real game changer. Your first deposit gets a massive 150% match up to 1,000 rands. If only they were betting on DJ BJ set tonight.
They should have been taking bets. Open the market. DJ BJ set.
What are the options?
What are the options?
You need to buy a hashi.
What about if your team lets you down? Easy Bet throws you a lifeline with up to 15% cash back on your losing bets. Where else do you get that?
Yeah.
Ready, set, bet. Rush to Easy Bet and use the promo code MACG50 for a 50 Rand welcome bonus. That's MACG50.
Yeah.
Easy Bet Group Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. Does anyone know what happened with the spa lady, like the spa woman with the porn and stuff? Like, what happened with that story?
I don't know what happened to her.
I don't know what happened.
What's the update on that one?
Yeah.
Well, on the stories, what we have here is the spa employee made headlines after a video of her showing her vagina while in the uniform of that company made rounds on social media. The EFF has apparently intervened, arguing that the company not to fire the woman in question. So that's just where, because
obviously she did a porno in.
Yeah, but my question is, why are people videos? You like, how do you do a video of yourself and you're wearing uniform, where you can be identified? You show your face. Mm. And where you work or wherever you.
So it wasn't intentional, it was like by mistake.
So it
you clearly haven't seen the video.
No, I haven't seen the video.
Oh.
I haven't seen the video. It's out there.
I'm trying.
Let me try. I think Mahal sent it. I think Mahal sent it to me. Okay, Mahal.
It's very intentional.
So what did Spa say?
Mahal keys. Key. Yeah, here you go.
No, obviously that's why I think it's labeled.
See my reaction when you say it was a mistake.
Revenge.
And shout out to EFF for putting out the fires, but I think the lady didn't need any help doing that. If you see the video, you'd know she could put out any fires with that on her own. Hey, DJ, hey,
yo,
make me water.
What's that part that she's? What's that part?
I don't know. I just watched it once, Mac. I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly what she does where.
This part, the part at the top, where she's going.
That's probably the clitoris. That's a clitoris.
Yeah.
That's a...
Hey. Mac. Hey, what kind of sex are you having?
Jeez, my man.
Wait. You don't...
No.
You don't know.
No.
You don't know the female part and Ushati.
That's a clitoris,
you
bro.
You don't know the female part.
Hey, please.
Let's go your hoodie. The part that wears the hoodie.
You wear that mask, ne?
Now, shout out to the EFF, though. No, I think, I mean, obviously she was recording herself, showing the face, most likely because it was maybe for herself to watch, which I highly doubt, but she obviously sent it to someone. And then that fucker somehow released it. Or maybe they lost their phone and someone came across it. Or maybe they gave the phone to someone, someone saw the video and sent it to themselves. Or maybe his woman, that guy, if it's a guy, he may have left his phone open. Someone may have gone through the gallery and said, what the hell is this? Send it to themselves and spread it. We don't know how it spread, but definitely she sent it to someone.
But I think with every workplace, so I think there's probably rules of how you should conduct yourself when you're wearing the uniform. And I'm sure somewhere there would have been...
Bringing the company into disrepute.
So what did EFF do?
They are pleading with Spa not to fire the lady.
To fire her, yeah.
Why? What are they trying to achieve with that?
No, because she might lose her job. Spa will say, yo, you are putting the company into disrepute because you are recording porn, which is exactly what she did, wearing our uniform, and you're bringing the company into disrepute, which is a valid claim.
It's a valid claim.
So Spa really is good for you.
Hi, boy.
And then the Drake one? Did you see the Drake one?
The Drake one also.
Who's got the Drake one? I saw the Drake one. I don't have it on my phone, that one.
Mwaki didn't say shoot.
Eh? Because I didn't say, hey, have you seen the Drake one? He posted like, yo, what's happening at Spa? Then I'm like, yo, bro, save me. I want to find out.
Yeah.
Then when he found out, he made sure I find out. But with the Drake one, I wasn't going out looking for it.
Who's got the Drake one?
But I did see it on Twitter.
Twitter, just, I think,
you got
check.
The Drake one? Yeah, please let's check for us there. What's he doing there?
Check for us.
He's playing with his dick.
He's playing with his dick.
Yeah, he's playing with his
dick. Yeah. Wow. Is that really, it's really, really Drake?
It looks like him from a distance. It's a bit far because he's recording himself from the mirror, yeah? The reflection on the mirror, yeah. So it does look like him.
It's not AI, anything like that.
I don't think it's AI. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Why would Drake do that, my dog?
Yeah. But it did post something, on unless it's a fake screenshot, on Instagram stories where he said, I wasn't hiding my meat from the world. I was hiding the world from my meat. He said that, right? Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's what he said. I'm like, I don't drink.
Drake.
But he's packing. He's packing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's packing.
Not Drake.
Damn.
Yeah.
Drake. Okay, you'll find it for us, ne? Don't Shay. Act like you haven't been looking for it. Don't like she hasn't seen it.
Hey, man. Maybe someone sent it to you. Like, just say someone sent it to you.
Go to gallery.
Ghostly, what you got search. For us, man? What you got for us?
Hey, guys. People are still faking them lifestyles out there. And wow. So YouTuber Ghostly lies about buying an automobile. Okay. And the Porsche that he said he bought on his Insta stories belongs to Amakipkip owner. So the question again here is, why are famous people? Huh?
What? Did she read it wrong? She's right. Oh.
But I think Ghost Crew was trolling maybe also. Was it like believable that he bought a Porsche? Is he from like a rich family or something?
No, man. It's just content, man.
Yeah. I really saw seriously. That and I was like, it's content, man. Mm. And whatever. Mm. I think he also was joking and he knew that
it'll get traction.
It's not believable or it'll get traction and end up on the podcast and stuff.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant he was... Do you guys think you meant Kuti Vele Vele Utenge Porsche?
No,
no, man. Nah, I don't think so.
Let's
man.
Move on, Ghost Lady. Let's move on. Let's move on. I see Val.
Hi, at least. So the young ones just know that some things are done for content, okay?
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah, they'd be silly not to know by now that some things on the internet shouldn't be believed. It's just content.
Because how old is he, number one? How old is he?
Age doesn't matter. There's niggas out there.
He could be from a rich family. I mean,
yeah, but
Yander Woods.
Saying I bought. Yeah. Saying I bought. Wait. But saying I bought. Then he didn't. Or maybe your parents bought.
But Ghost Lady, there are young kids buying Porsches, bro.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, you don't know that?
Okay. I don't know.
There's some rich kids out there, man.
Yes, rich kids, yes. And obviously the ones that are also doing it, like able to have businesses. But the thing is, it puts on pressure on those kids who can't afford, but now they're thinking that this is attainable.
You'd be silly, man.
Yes, then you deserve it.
Oh. Yeah, really. You see, Edwin saw this kid buy a Porsche and you think, oh, man. you think you have to.
I'm trying so hard, guys. I told you guys, these people are not making it easy, man.
My man, just unleash, boy. Fuck this beast, man. Unleash the inner beast. Unleash the Mac. Yeah, Mac unleashed. Mac G unleashed. Unleash him, poison.
Okay, what? Another story I have here is that Ucheki Pomotsene.
Jackie!
Whoa! Blast from the past.
Yeah. So, basically, she's waiting on the 1st of March 2024. She'll be appearing in court, and that's when she'll know if she's getting, like, she has to literally or get time in prison.
Because for saying Romeo Kumalo's gay or sleeping with boys.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes, yes.
Wasn't she ordered to pay?
No. I think the lawyers had delayed the sentencing, but that's why it's postponed too, because we'll only find at end of this month. So we're just all like waiting.
She might go to prison.
She might go to prison because they want her to get time.
Ooh.
How
many years could she get?
I don't know. Like, we don't have the time.
But it must be subsequent. I mean, if there's a ruling needed.
It's not just social media, man. Yeah. It's not just social media.
Because her allegation, she went even further and said that Basetsana was beyond intoxicated inside the house when that happened. So that allegation, she tied too many, like, you know, she even involved the wife, you know, Romeo's wife. So it's just, she was filthy for going that far.
Damn.
Yeah.
But that's good. Maybe there's a hockey club in prison. She'll find out for us.
Oh, and come back and write a book.
And tell us. anything else you got, man?
No, that's all. That's also all on the stories.
Those were whack, bro. Is that it? That's all that happened?
Yeah.
Is that my Pepandaba?
Yes, that's all my Pepandaba stories.
That's pop. That was pop, eh?
There's no tea every week, bro.
Mm.
Yeah, there's no tea every week.
Mm.
It's been a while since we've had some juicy story, ne? Like something meaty, something that will
The last thing I think...
Something Drakey.
Drop files,
eh? Oh, I'll tell you, there's this new thing happening here, Pinduka.
Yeah?
I get it, you know, people can't get to me, like, on social media and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So now what they're doing is they go after my wife.
Oh, I've seen that.
They target
that
my wife.
That is foul, bro. Man.
Motherfuckers.
What do they want from your wife? What do they say? Bro.
No, they just, you know, like, all their texts they would say to me.
Like, you
they
see...
Now say,
are you for real?
I kid you
name
not,
name and shame.
There's too many of them.
No, I'll fuck them. I'll name and shame, bro.
Yeah. Wow.
That's foul. That is.
So you see
you're
how
a filthy
he's been,
human
you
being.
See how you've been shady this whole time
shady,
since
huh?
we started.
You're a filthy.
Everyone is going to be trying to like they'll be tagging Naledi.
You know, we just
they
fucked
can't get
up,
to
bro.
You.
Because me, dog,
we're they
me, me,
human
it's fine,
beings.
Bro. Like
I've
you can say whatever
that.
You want to say about
I've
me.
Seen
you can
that, yeah.
you can say I'm a midget. It's fine.
Yeah.
You can say whatever. I'll take
yeah.
it. I got a thick skin. But my wife has nothing to do with this, bro.
Yeah.
She's not here saying all this shit.
Yeah.
She didn't subscribe to this.
Yeah, if they punch anyone, they must punch you.
You know what I mean?
Come for anyone, come for you.
So fuck these trolls. I'm going to punish them, bro.
How?
How are you going to punish them, boy?
I don't know, but I'm going to find a way. They need to be punished.
They need to be punished, brought
keep
to book.
My wife's name out your fucking mouth.
How?
You've been wanting to say that, man.
Yo,
damn.
Yo.
Your will has been done. Fucking hell.
But no, we're going to punish these trolls, man.
No, punish them. Fuck
Let's
these
punish
trolls.
Punish them.
Man. Nah, man, you got to be filthy, man, to attack someone innocent.
Okay, I got a punishment.
Crimes of the husband.
We were meant to drop Tabo Smalls this Thursday.
Like murder.
But now you're punching the chillers. Like murder.
They're no longer dropping Smalls.
No, that's the punishment.
I could see how.
That's the punishment.
Wait. That's bullshit. Why are you punishing chillers?
No, it's not chillers, my man. We're not punishing chillers.
Why?
We're punishing the trolls, dog.
Yeah,
they must
but
learn to behave.
Chillers are collateral damage because of 5 trolls who inboxed your wife. Well, come on, bro.
Not inbox, my man. It was a hashtag. What do you mean?
She was tweeting.
There was a hashtag?
Yes.
What did it say?
Oh.
It was Naledi Pando, bro, was trending, man.
It's the wrong Naledi.
That's not Naledi trending. It was Naledi Pando, man. Come on, don't say Israel, Palestine, crazy boy. Yeah. Like, it's that
you
close
know,
stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Actually, we must get the hashtag Megjiwe Asur. Then, yeah, you're forgiven. Yeah.
Why should chillers didn't do shit to you who love you? Apologize to you.
No, it's not to forget the chill. Okay.
But
okay.
The chillers will make that trend because they want to watch the episode.
Okay,
but
then
not the trolls.
Not the trolls will sit back and fold their arms.
Okay, then we'll put it up for the chillers then. We'll put it up for members.
No, not all. No, not everyone who's who's a member are the only chillers
don't
out there.
Like 5,000 of
there's
them.
Some chillers who can't afford a membership.
Yeah.
Who can only afford data and need to choose data.
Dilo di chenchil. Dilo di
chenchil.
Dilo di chenchil.
Man. Mac is just joking, man. Come on, obviously. You know,
manje
joking.
Dirty. Manje dirty. Manje
dirty.
Dirty.
Okay, so what punishment do you think is sufficient enough?
For trolls.
For
yeah,
trolls.
For the trolls. Yeah.
Name them, man. Come on. Then chillers will do their thing online and go after them.
Nah, that's giving them too much airtime, dog. We can't be naming trolls people that don't matter to us.
Why do you seek
matter,
why do you seek vengeance
them.
So much? Why the thirst for vengeance, man?
Because it's my wife, dog. If you're married, you'd understand.
And if I was married, I'd be decisive. I wouldn't come to a room of 12 people to seek advice on retribution. I'd know very well what to do, and I would have meted out the punishment, the suitable one.
Okay.
So you as a husband...
It's fine.
Go
Thomas Moses is not... No,
punishment.
Thomas... I'm decisive.
Don't involve the rest of us. Don't involve the rest
Thomas
of us.
Thomas Moses is not dropping.
No, don't involve
Until
the rest
Until you say
of,
sorry.
You're involving the rest of
I'm
us.
I'm decisive.
Don't involve the rest of us.
I'm being decisive.
Yeah,
again.
But... come here and record for free. Don't involve the rest of us. Hey, you can... Yeah, come on, man. You know what I mean?
No, I've decided.
How? You're taking away an episode because you're having one right now. That's bullshit. What's wrong with this nigga? What's wrong with this nigga here?
No, we're not dropping it. Start.
Okay, but with all
honesty...
End
honest,
of story.
Man,
end of story.
You call it a
But you
These
know what? I think the problem here.
Wait, what was the hashtag, bro?
I don't know, man. But I just know she was trending.
Damn, that sucks. Mm.
Isn't it like a criticizing of how could you be married to this man? Like, kind of.
That is foul.
I don't know, but I'm saying, well, nah, dude, you can say whatever you want, bro. Yeah. Like, I dish it out. I'm willing to take it, you know?
And what people don't understand.
Fair game, yeah?
Yeah, fair game. Yeah, you know?
It's fair game.
I chose this life and I'm cool with it. Mm. But my wife has nothing to do with this, dog. Like,
exactly.
So, like, nah, bro. Nah.
And it's crazy how to say, how do you marry? Because everyone on social media, even the feminists on social media, back home, they've got nice, happy relationships. They serve their men and stuff.
They
and
kneel
they get
down
on social media,
when
say
they're giving their men food.
Yeah, and no one is on some like, how dare the guy marry someone like you? You know, you are who you are in public and who you marry to or have a thing with. It's none of the shit that you are in public.
Mm. And that's the thing. People think they like who you are, what they see you is who you are at home. Remember that, like, Naledi has a different experience of you to what the chillers know. Or not even just the chillers, just the general public know of you. So
that's a broader experience.
A broader experience,
because
exactly.
She still has you, because it's not like you're somebody else, yeah? Mm. But she experiences all of you. Yeah. I don't think chillers experience all of you.
Mm. Yeah.
I may be wrong.
So, final conclusion, what should we do, Doug? There needs to be some punishment, though.
Like I told you, man, I'd stalk these guys and go for one.
No, man,
one
I don't have time
one.
To be stalking niggas, dog.
I'd approach them one by one.
Yeah.
And say, please leave my wife alone.
I can't say what I'm going to do, because what if it happens one day? Now they know what I'm going to do. You know, so I can't say when people start going missing.
Okay, let's go around the room. Let's find a fitting punishment.
You wanna kill?
Fat checker's a good brain on her head. Fat checker, what should be the punishment? We need to punish these people.
I agree with Saul. Yeah. I mean, when you have their names out, do you know?
Okay, next.
Let me cook. You know, once you have the names out, the other chillers will do the trolling for you. And they might even do it worse and even block them or report
them. Chillers, man. Chris Oksel will be the first attacker.
You know. And
but guys, that's not being a chiller. We're not like that. We are always.
You don't want the chillers to be kept in your army.
We're always the better, better man.
You said if you can dish it out, you can take it.
Yes.
Them on Twitter, if they can dish it out,
they're not like me. They're not like me.
How do you know? Oh, you defend them now?
No, I'm not defending them. I'm saying we must rise above. The hate.
Nonsense, man. Fuck the hate.
Then it's
hate.
To ignore it. To rise above the heat is to ignore it and then to pretend as if nothing happened and not entertain it.
No, but when you ignore it, you're setting a precedent that it's okay.
That's what I'm saying. Leak the names and let the chillers deal
with
them.
Let's call it out.
Bro, you can't ask
We can't be using chillers for funny things like that, man. We need to save Mandela's house here.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can't be.
I agree.
The chillers
can't be.
Mandela's house will save. They'll save it also. Mandela's house can wait, man. They'll save it.
Speaking about the matriarch here.
Okay, thank you for checking up. I do not agree. No. What's a fitting punishment?
These trolls also says release the names of the attackers.
What do you think?
Okay. Let's say you're not releasing the name of the attackers, right? I think there's what you're doing, calling them up, and people are aware that there's people who are taking Naledi. The moment that hashtag happens, people already know that this is not allowed, and this MacGyver doesn't want this with his wife. So they will come for those people. I don't know.
Naturally.
Yeah.
If chillers see you getting attacked or your wife even worse, come on. Anyone with a sober mind, it doesn't even need to be a chiller, will call the bullshit out.
We're dropping at 6 p.m. from Mondays now. Anyway. All right, anything else I'm forgetting about, Doug? Oh, I wanted to play a game. Do you have the game?
Yes.
Oh, play nice. Game.
Yeah, so we haven't played a game in a while. I wanted to play a game. It's called Who Am I? But I'm going to join you, these guys. I'm going to join you guys because I'm always envious when you two are playing the game and I'm not a part of it.
Okay, cool. So who's going to read the name?
Fair checker.
Oh, yes, yes, perfect.
So the game is Who Am I? She's going to give us clues and we must guess Who Am I?
Yes.
Okay, the first person on Who Am I?
Yes.
My single was released in 2014 called Salutas. I am unfiltered and I speak up for my community. Who am I?
Ah. Hold on. I'm confused, man. Is this people in the room here? It's just...
No, it's a celebrity.
Celebrity. Oh, celebrities. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Repeat that, please.
I mean, who in here released a single in 2014?
Our song. Are you believing us?
I did. I don't know who, Brittany.
No, then it would be so
12 even. 2012. Okay, cool.
Say it again.
My first single was released in 2014 called Salutas.
Ah,
I am unfiltered and I speak up for my community.
Youngster CPT.
Okay, Saul. Okay, ghosty.
Just think about the songs that came out when you released.
No, I don't know, man. I'm thinking someone in the LGBTQ community. You know, when
because
I hear community.
Speak up for the community.
Yeah. I'm thinking like, yeah. But I can't think of someone who's an artist who's outspoken. Salutas.
Yes.
Salutas.
Ghost lady?
The way you're so confident, I'm going to follow him. I'm going to copy you. Mm. Youngster. CPT.
Okay. And so?
I don't know. It was just a wild guess without any thought to it. So, I can't just give a name because it's going to be wrong anyway.
Okay, Mike was right. It is Youngster Mac. CPT. Yeah.
By the way, you...
Why don't think I'm a question? Yeah? Who gave you these questions?
I'm a producer.
Hey, niggas don't like me winning, bro. Never like me winning, bro. Every time.
No, that was just so specific. Nah, Mac, that was so specific.
Nah, like, dog.
Yo.
Bro, it's Youngster. He just...
Do you know the song? Because if you know the song, it makes sense.
Yes. That's why as soon as I heard the song, boom, boom.
How does the song go?
And now, he just released...
How does the song go?
He released a thing, defending his community.
How does the song go?
Ah, my man.
Salutas.
You know when niggas don't want to hear...
How does the song go?
Let me go to the WhatsApp channels. Oh, we got a WhatsApp channel, by the way, now. Eh?
Oh, nice.
WhatsApp channel.
Dope.
Mm. Just follow Podcast and Chill Network.
Mm. How does the song go?
Wait, I'm let's deal with this first, I guess. So what did he tweet, Konje? To defend his community now recently with the Tyler Grammy thing,
the
man.
The colored community.
Yes.
Honestly, Tinan Semenz with Black Excellence. Now I'm a color Tawenzi.
Yeah.
Colored Excellence, guys. Honestly, what the fuck is. Like, I boo. What's gonna be foul, guys? Hey.
Yeah, here we go. So this is what Youngster CPT tweeted.
Especially with Ronan Williams. They've had an amazing week, eh?
Mm.
Yeah, they've had a super week.
Yay.
Trevor Noah's hosting the Grammys.
Yay.
Tyler comes and wins the Grammys. Ronan Williams carrying the shoulder on his countries. Carrying the country on his shoulders. Come on, man.
So he said, at this point, if you want to be taken seriously as a colored, you got to do something serious for South Africa first.
Mm.
That's what he said.
Mm.
Ah, come on. Man, we take colored serious. Like, I feel like he's saying they need to do far and beyond everybody else to be taken serious, which is
not
the
case. But it's not even a colored thing, bro. It's just in South Africa in general, you have to do something outside of South Africa to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
In South Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
Or does he mean public figures who are colored? Like musicians, sports people, to be honored in the country first, they need to do something. Up, like, internationally. Oh, okay, I get it. Well, I thought it just meant, like, if you're a regular guy who's colored, you're not taken serious until you win a Grammy or something.
That's what he's saying.
Oh.
That's literally what he's saying.
No, listen. I just confirmed, if you're a public figure who's colored, you first need to achieve abroad.
No. I said...
Oh, he's just saying any colored
folk. If you listen to me, I said it's not even a colored thing only.
Mm-hmm.
I said in South Africa general, whether you're black, white, or Indian, you have to do something outside of SA to be respected in SA.
But I think so he's not saying that colored people aren't given the respect they deserve in society. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
But black people are given the respect they deserve society.
But you have to do something outside. Bro, you're not hearing what I'm saying, right? Okay. All right, Sheva, we are Africa's biggest podcast. Yes. In South Africa.
Yes.
No one takes it seriously, right?
Ah.
Shit.
That's bullshit.
Let me finish.
Finish, bro. Finish.
But if we were to go to America and win a Grammy and come back here, we'd have more respect.
Oh, definitely.
That's what I'm saying. But it's not a colored thing.
But you saying that sounds like you're taking away from the plight of colored people within the society.
I think
it's one of that.
They're not white enough,
not black enough. Up until they're a national hero.
Look, I'm adding to what he's saying.
All right, cool.
I'm saying it's not even, he mustn't feel like that because it's not just a colored thing. Even Black Coffee, like Black Coffee has been playing in SA for years, but it took him to play in Ibiza for people to be like, oh, it's Black Coffee.
Bro, we worship Black Coffee.
We did because we know the craft, but it took him going there. Trevor has been doing radio. And
I feel like for white people, it took Black Coffee going there. For white people, just like, yo, he's a superstar. We've always knew Black Coffee as Black Coffee.
So
that's why Black Coffee was like charging 50K and getting booked every week in South Africa. Way back when no one was charging that.
So you're not hearing Mac.
Okay. Am I the only one not hearing Mac?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
See, today.
I love it. Magically.
No, it's fine, but like.
I'm on your side.
I feel like by you saying that, I feel like you're saying to youngster, no, man. Like you're taking away what he's trying to say, that in society, colored people aren't seen as your black people are seen and appreciated.
If I was taking it away, I'd be saying, no, what you're saying is bullshit. I'm saying, no, bro, we're in this together. It's not just a colored thing. It's a black thing. So don't feel alone in the emotions that you're going through. It's not just a race thing. It's a cultural thing.
It's encouragement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm adding. I'm not taking away from what he's saying. I'm just adding on top to say it's not just colors. Even blacks go through the same thing. Charlize Theron had to be taken seriously by going to that place first and win an Oscar.
But what was she doing locally? That one just left at 17 or something. After playing a hockey tournament. She didn't do much locally. But okay, I get you now.
Yeah.
It's easy to think that, you know, you were doing the whole white lives matter too. That white people do.
Yes.
When black people say black lives matter.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
I get you. Yes.
Yeah. It's easy to think that, you know, when you hear it, you say it. But you explained it well.
But to say that, then if you say black lives matter, I'd say black lives in Africa matter as well. To add. So that's what I'm saying. Hey, did you hear these podcasters? We were talking about that Meek Mill tweet on the Joe Budden podcast.
Oh, right? That stupid tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the hosts there, I don't know his name, he was like, Meek Mill got the Africans mad. I don't know. I felt some type of weird, man.
No, but we were mad.
No, but I'm saying the way they say these Africans is like we're monkeys.
Nah.
Oh. Reach. Because we were mad.
Okay.
And we are Africans.
But there was a huge outrage.
No, they didn't say monkeys. Yeah, we're not monkeys.
Yeah, but the tone, like these Africans.
God.
So how should they put it? Them Africans or what? Oh, the African in plural.
No.
When we talk about Americans, it's always from a very cordial. We never tried to put them down in any way.
Yeah.
When we talk about them, I'm just saying the way they said these Africans. It just came across like...
I get what you mean because of the kind of the mindset and the thinking they have towards us, right? Mm. And remember with the... Also, Meek Mill, the tweet was, do you guys listen? How do you guys download my music?
He was surprised with screen.
Yeah. So obviously like, people made a mockery of it, saying, no, we... There was just a lot of like just... making a mockery of it, saying, we climb up trees just to listen to your music, or we listen to the birds sing it to us. Just, it was just like, I think afterwards he was So the outrage, the person who offended us was Meek Mill. So let's not take it to the other guy. I think they were just reporting and just like, oh, these Africans and whatever. But I think I can understand your kind of like feeling of like some kind of way only because of this is how they've kind of always spoken about Africans, like these Africans, and we always just catch that.
And by the way, Joe Budden, these Africans are coming for you. Have you seen the numbers?
Hey.
These Africans are coming.
But he got another Spotify deal. Did you see that?
He got another one?
No.
Or renewal.
Wrong Joe, wrong Joe, wrong Joe, wrong Joe. Oh. Wrong Joe, wrong Joe. Wrong Joe, the other one, that's not your average Joe. Mac is gone. Mac is gone. He's an Alex. He's not Joe's butcher now, an Alex. Mac, wrong Joe.
Put the way they're laughing, we need to remove him. Let's
remove him. Wrong Joe. That... No, we're not removing anything. But it's content. It's fine. We're not removing.
Why are you laughing at me like that?
Because you got the wrong Joe.
African. That's offended.
That's not Joe.
Why are you laughing at me like that?
You're talking about Joe Rogan.
Oh, I thought you said Budden.
You said Budden. He said Budden, yes. He said Joe Budden. And you said you got another deal from Spotify, and that's Joe Rogan.
No, it's fair check. Put like a fair check. Can you can't be in podcasting and not know the difference.
Is that Uncle Waffles thing? Is she a fraud? Is she a fraud? Is she a, for not knowing Joe Rogan? Is she a fraud?
I a fraud, my sister.
I heard a Joe.
You don't know the difference between Joe Rogan
I know.
And Joe Budden.
I know Joe Budden is black.
So when we
Joe
say
Joe Rogan is white.
So when we say Joe Budden said these Africans, you were thinking of Joe Rogan.
No.
Who are you thinking of?
Joe Mafael.
He died.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. It's nice. You got 250 mil from Spotify.
No, because I just thought of Joe.
Hey, that was funny, man. Yes.
The other Joe, like, just...
Yeah, no, but shout out to Joe Rogan, man. Yeah. Fuck, what a deal.
Shout out Joe Rogan, man. Yes. And his stuff is going to be back on YouTube and other platform, because before it was exclusive, right, to Spotify because of the deal.
Do you think they overpaid or underpaid?
Who?
Spotify.
Oh, they paid just... like they paid correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they paid fairly.
Mm.
Yeah, man. Do you think it's underpaid?
You feel like it's underpaid?
Yeah, no, he is. For the traction that... Dude, you must look at that guy's numbers, bro. They're insane. So I think the deal now... Because the first deal was an exclusive deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him, I think, about 300. I could be wrong. Just check for me if I check. But it was exclusive. But now, it's not exclusive. And it's not a... So how they're going to recoup their money is by advertising. So they are part of like the agency that's going to sell for him now. So I think after 3 or 4 years I ever signed, they'll have made more than that.
Ah, I see. So now they're going to have a share of his advertising.
Yes.
From whatever brands that advertise on the
platform.
Yeah, but I think it's a compromise because they've lost exclusivity now.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, they need to get it back. Yeah. Now it's going to be on YouTube.
Yes.
It's even a bigger for like brands.
Yes.
It's visual now.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So that's smart from both parties.
It is.
Actually, smarter, swallow your pride a bit from Spotify, still keep him, but now also tap into his marketing revenue, which will be bolstered by YouTube and the visuals.
But it's crazy, man, with this podcasting space because it's such a new industry. Like, it's tough to like quantify things and like put things into perspective.
Because it's uncharted waters.
Exactly. Because I was in America and there was an American company that offered $1 million to buy the podcast network. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was chatting to Bara and it sounded like, you know, a good deal. But when we looked at it, we're like, nah, man, we valued it way more than that, you know?
Yeah,
so it's weird, man. It's a weird space. Like, there's no formula, like, you know?
True. And what do they want?
Ownership.
Full ownership.
Yeah.
That's like 18, or 20 million rand.
Damn.
Yeah. But I said no, and here we are.
Hope you don't regret
mind
it.
Mind your debts.
Mind your debts. Hope you don't regret it one day. But yeah, good move though.
All right, cool. Let's go. Because it's nice being independent,
it's
dog.
Tricky, it's nice.
Bro, I'm afraid of being captured, dog.
Yeah.
Hey?
Because that's what makes the podcast.
But how do you navigate through those conversations?
For me, regardless of money or what deal is on the table, né? If it doesn't make sense, and if I'm not passionate about the project anymore, then I think we've lost it. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get you 100%.
What would be a perfect deal then?
Where they give us a 20 million, but we still do whatever we want to do.
Like Joe Rogan. Like Joe Rogan.
Or rents.
That's the perfect deal.
Dollars or rents. Billions.
I get $1 million is 20 million. You
20
said?
Round off, yeah. Okay.
$1 million, yeah.
These days.
It, regardless of the amount, but whatever amount is on the table, as long as we can still do what we want to do.
Okay.
Because there's nothing worse than now, okay, cool. We've sold the network to this company, whatever. And then now when we come here, we are told, hey, you can't drink on the show. Hey, you can't say this.
You can't swear.
Because they are politically affiliated to whatever. You can't swear.
You can't say
it just kills the whole reason of us doing this. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think the independent freedom that I've experienced doing the podcast, hey, it's not for sale for me.
Mm. Beautiful.
Hey, and you, Panduka?
Yeah, no, same thing, man. I mean, we've had people before, I think a network that wanted to be on board, but they didn't want to buy, but they were like, you can't swear, you can't say fuck, you can't drink, etc. And to me, I don't get it, man. Corporates want, they see the numbers, they see the viewership, but the viewership is in it for the freedom that we display and when we speak.
That's
right?
Why I love
it. So now, when you're going to chase them away, you're doing the opposite of what you're trying to achieve by putting all these red tapes around.
And that's why I love a brand, like Striped Horse, who said from the jump, we don't want to change anything.
Yeah.
More than anything, want to amplify what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Even now with the SA tour that we're doing, they're like, hey, what do you guys need? We're like, hey, man, we need this, we need this. They're jumping on board, they're helping us, you know.
Okay. Some would say I was the original It Girl.
Ooh.
I was on billboards internationally.
Ooh.
I said non-get to the whole industry years before Euphonic said it. I got cancelled before cancel culture was a thing.
Ah,
that's easy.
Non-get tema. Okay,
next.
Okay.
Non-get was during a time.
Yeah.
Non-get. Yeah, she was the one. On MTV, what, ne?
Yo, Nonke was
talking to celebrities
she had
and
the
stuff.
Ride, eh?
Yeah. She had a good run.
Did you ever meet her? I've never met her.
I've never met her. Nonke never decided to meet her, though.
What is she doing right now?
Licking her wounds. I don't know what she's doing, man.
She's unfollowed.
Yeah.
Unfollowed. Was she on that show?
Yeah.
She was on Unfollowed. Okay, the next one is I've made Pearl twerk for me. Who am I?
Empty.
Is that the only one?
I've made Pearl twerk for me.
Pearl Susie.
Can I have some more clues?
It just says Pearl.
I've made Pearl twerk for me.
Yes.
Pearl.
What time Mkwena? She's made Pearl twerk for even Pearl. Impregnated her.
Oh no, she twerked. No, recently in a video. Oh, yeah, it was MT. Yeah.
Or Robert Marawa.
Okay.
Hey, we don't know what they did.
Huh?
Okay, so Mike is sticking to MT.
Yeah. Do you mean? I said MT. Yeah.
You're also sticking to MT.
First, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And you're sticking to
Casper New Vest.
Ha.
Casper New Vest.
I'm thinking she was he was performing.
That's worse than Joe Rogan, bro.
Your violence.
Then at least.
Yeah.
Well, it is
I'm redeemed.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I made a cameo in a small movie that Pearl is in. Yeah.
Oh, for real.
The movie's called Destroying Desmond.
Yeah.
It's by Terry Peto and
Desmond?
Tapelo Ramit. No, Desmond is Tutu's boyfriend. You know Tutu?
Yes, the artist manager.
Yes, the boyfriend. She's pregnant.
Yes.
The artist. Yeah,
shout out to her, man.
Yeah, Jesse. Jesse something. Ladies love him. Jesse's fun band.
So what were you doing?
I'm a podcaster.
Okay.
Playing myself. Yeah. Talking to Desmond about the book. Yeah, so cool, man. I was like, by Scorp. So shout out to Pearl. She's in that movie as
well. Did you see Pearl while you were shooting?
Yeah. We got a scene together.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
And this is big, dog.
How so? You had an actor.
Yeah, I was an actor. I was Saul Washington. Saul Washington, brother.
And the cream you
call to.
Did you have a trailer, my dog?
Hmm?
Did you have a trailer?
A trailer?
Yeah.
No, it's a cameo, bro. It's not like I'm in throughout the movie.
Oh,
I'm studying. Yeah. No, it's just a cameo.
Oh,
man, they don't have cameos in trailers in South Africa. They don't have trailers. You mean like, you need caravan where you, you change it, yeah. Prepare. No, they don't have that shit in South Africa, man.
So how was the scene? Can you describe the scene?
So Desmond is this guy who just wrote a book about his exes. He's about to get married, right? It's called Exes with Benefits. Mm-hmm. And then one of the exes, who is Pearl, is scheming this whole plot to destroy this nigga because she's bitter. Uh-huh. But he doesn't know it yet. So one of the things in building up to the moment where she destroys him is hooking him up with an interview on a podcast, right? Which I'm the host of. Then she does the intro, lap chop, yo, what up, cool, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we go do the interview.
Ah, I see.
So.
We bring him back to Oscar next year. Yeah.
I got you, my nigga.
So who did you use as, you know, a person you tapped into, you know? Yeah.
No, I'm playing myself. Come on now, it's easy.
Oh, you played yourself.
Yeah. But
hey, man, what did you give Ghost Lady today, guys? What is she drinking? It's not Chiller's Punch.
It's a Chiller's Punch.
I still don't understand your question. I still don't understand the question.
No one does.
You do understand. Yeah, when.
Who did I tap into? Who did I channel?
Yeah, exactly. What did you channel, you know?
Himself.
If it was a character, it's who said you are acting. So,
but he's playing himself.
That's what, you said you played yourself. Now you answered me.
But he said that before.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh.
I didn't hear that.
I know you're excused.
I mean, I thought they said you were playing a role of a podcaster. So
the podcaster.
Who knows Joe Rogan? And the difference. And the difference between Biden and Rogan.
Oh, wow.
High five.
Hi.
Ask Kalinum Khal, please.
The next person is, my dad was the first black comic on television. Oh. My mom was featured in Beyoncé's project.
Lona usomi isimhlongo, ubabakhe umshefane, wasuza, what the boo? Wasuza, what the boo? Usomi isi, babakhe umshefane, umamakhe bekakhona kule yanto leya.
Yeah, Beyoncé.
Eka Beyoncé phela, usomi isimhlongo.
It is so easy.
Serious?
Yeah.
So easy.
But I'm going with the crowd.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
So me!
So
yes, it is so amazing. Yes.
Wow. How would you do a soul, Who Am I? For soul.
Who am I?
I released music. I'm the only one to release music on the podcast in 2012. Hey.
I have a cameo.
Yeah. And with pale tooth. And I act as myself.
And I channel who?
Myself.
SLPC 1.
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay, H2O was wonderful. I, however, have taken it up a notch globally. Who am I?
It is
Tyler, because H2O is water. Ooh. Make me water. Smart.
You're smart.
Water.
Hey, you're smart. You're smart.
Son.
What up?
Yo.
No shame.
Pori was right. You're smart. I see came. It's causing violence.
Yeah, it's causing violence.
We want peace.
It's dirty mansion. Dirty mansion. No.
Cause lady.
One more?
Is there one more? Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, let's
game.
Let's do one more.
This is the last one. I killed the airwaves for years. When radio closed its doors on me, I started my own podcast. I am no Mukwevo.
It's Gary Cliff.
What?
I am no Mukwebo.
Oh. You are no Mukwebo. It's Gareth Cliff.
No.
Tibo.
Ghosty kiss.
Tibo touch. Did you say? What did you say?
No.
What did
you say?
Okay, I'm going to repeat it.
Okay.
I killed the airwaves.
DJ Smooth, yes.
When radio closed its doors
yes.
on me, I started my own podcast.
Yeah.
I am not a Mukwebo. Mm. Who am I?
No. Oh, okay.
It's DJ Smooth.
Yeah.
But isn't he a vlogger now? He just reacts to what podcast says. doesn't actually.
He's not a vlogger. That's podcasting.
But it, but that's so. But it could be more than one person. That's the thing.
True.
Yeah. So all the answers we've given are technically correct.
No, no, no. But Smoo really rocked the airwaves, like music-wise, on the air for years.
Gareth Cliff did too.
Not musically. He never released anything.
But oh, I see. So rocking the airwaves is now it talking about music.
It could also be radio.
It could also be radio.
It could also be radio.
Fresh, fresh. Mm, could be fresh as well.
Ooh, fresh. Yes, yes, yes.
What
yes.
Does Mukwebe have a meaning?
It means it's not Makaiva.
It's not me.
No, but the surname, is it like...
I have no idea, man.
It's, okay. Mm. Some surnames have meanings. You know what I'm
yes,
trying
yes,
to
yes,
say,
yes,
right?
Of course, yeah, of course, yeah,
of course. Yeah. Okay, so you're sticking with fresh.
I'm going with DJ Spoo, I'm man.
Yeah, fresh. Spoo. He killed it for longer than Spoo on the airwaves, musically and...
Ghosty,
radio.
You said it was
DJ Spoo.
DJ Spoo. Well, Saul was right. It's DJ.
Oh,
you see.
So yeah. Well done.
Yeah, fresh.
Oh. But they're all correct, though. We're all correct technically.
You are correct. Just take.
Does
it
Fresh still do the radio intro?
How does it go? How does it go?
Yeah, it's still yeah, yeah.
How does it go?
I don't know.
It's like that wake up call. Good morning.
Some say.
Bombs, heartbeats, drum roll, pin drop.
It's like, yo, dog, it's a podcast. Just get to it, man. What the fuck? Anyway. Is that it?
It's what the week.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Pedruk, anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. I've got an announcement.
Yes.
On the 26th of Feb,
okay.
I'm playing in Miami. Yeah, yeah.
Who am I, Ghost Lady?
Who am I? On the 26th of Feb, I'll be at West Palm Beach at Clematis for the All Black Experience.
Oh.
Headlining. Salt Pinduga, that's who I am.
Bro, you're going to enjoy it, dog. That's
yeah, beautiful. Bro, you tell me what to do in Miami, dog.
Bro, just have fun, man. It's going to be so
shout
awesome.
Shout out to Zanzia, bro.
And there's a lot of South Africans there, yeah.
Yeah.
Clematis is amazing, dog. Nice. Fuck.
So it's Miami Valley, like the what we used to see on Miami Vice and stuff, yeah. Like the beach, the honeys, and worse,
like bro.
The clubs.
Oh, it's wild there, bro.
And like the lifestyle.
Bro, there was, hey man, there's so many stories I can tell about Miami, dog.
For real.
There was a couple that was fighting. I'm going to the lobby, bro. This is broad daylight, like
yeah.
11, 12. Yeah. I told you the story, yeah. Ne? Where the lady was naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tell it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Then what happened?
No, like it was normal, bro. Like they were fighting.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm asking about. Like the nudity.
Yeah.
Damn. Wild. Jesus.
Did I tell you about the waiter when I got there?
Did you see more naked bodies there?
No. The waiter as soon as I got there.
Yeah?
I didn't tell you about the waiter.
No, you didn't tell us about the waiter.
Are you sure?
We're sure.
Which one?
Kana's Black Studio. There.
What did the waiter do?
So the waiter, as soon as I get there, niggas are wild, dog. So as soon as I get there, I meet Zandi and I meet Dine Waranaka.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, Dine, what are you drinking? She's like, no, I'm drinking boom, 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 boom. So I order the same thing. The waiter comes. I'm like, can I please have the same thing? So now the waiter comes back after 30 minutes.
Wow.
He's like, sorry, man, what did you order? I'm like, no, the same thing as her. He's like, oh, okay, cool. So he comes back. It was tequila and lemonade.
Okay.
He brings tequila and Coke.
Wow.
I'm like, no. I don't want Coke, bro. I just want what she's having. He's like, okay, cool. No problem. Then he goes back. When he comes back, he brings a lemonade without the tequila.
Wow.
He's like, here's a drink. I'm like, no. I wonder what she's having. Basically, that happened for like 5 times, but it turns out we only found out later because I just landed. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, but he was high out of his mind.
Oh.
He couldn't remember the orders.
Why is that a thing that side?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Like you work under the influence.
Yeah. It's like normal there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's wild, man. But you
it's
have
normal.
Fun, bro. Huh?
It's normal.
Yeah, the city was built on cocaine, bro.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. It was a big cocaine, like.
Yeah.
how cocaine entered, yeah, you know, through the ports. Yeah. Ports of Miami. I mean, hence the Border Cross of albums.
Exactly.
So, Ports of Miami.
But it's dope, dog. You enjoy it, man.
Shout out. Even Griselda Blanco established her. She was the queen in America, yeah, in Miami, right? Mm. Wow, man. Shout out. Can't wait, man. Miami, 26 Feb.
Yeah. Oh, that's in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, yeah. I'm flying out on the 24th.
So are you going to do the show? We're going to schedule it so you do the show, né? Before you leave?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh,
yeah,
you would have done the show, né?
Yeah. I just got the dates today.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll do the show before I leave, bro.
Yeah.
I think that works.
We have to.
Definitely.
All right, cool. A quick announcements I got to make.
Yeah.
We are hitting the road, so next month, whoa, we're going on tour. I think it's probably going to be the best tour we've ever done.
Sambege.
You know what I mean? We're hitting all provinces. We're going to be in KZN, Bloemfontein, Free State, Limpopo, Polokwane, Western Cape, Cape Town, Eastern Cape, PE, Northwest, Rustenburg. Tickets are limited, and no tickets will be at the door.
Mm.
So we're going to put a link where you can get tickets now in the description below. Wow. But it's literally first come, first serve. Because some of the theaters can only take like 500, 600 people.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeez, bro.
Yeah. Ooh. But we're hitting the road, man. So I'm excited for that.
Can't wait, man.
Yeah.
Damn, how many venues in total do you know? The number?
And the dates?
Seven venues.
Hitting seven venues.
Yeah, woo, there's one left here in Mpumalanga. We're just trying to sort out Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sort out Mpumalanga,
yeah.
Please.
But
you got family in Mpumalanga, yeah?
Yeah, my in-laws.
Your in-laws, yeah? Oh, yeah. Wow. You also have family in Mpumalanga, yeah, Tutu? By the corner?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But do follow us on our WhatsApp channel. We only have 1,000 people following us now.
Eh?
We're trying to grow our WhatsApp channel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we only have 1,000 people, but just follow Podcast and Chill Network for all the updates for like events and stuff like that.
Dope.
Where are we starting?
What?
KZN, he said, KZN. Remember?
I think KZN, yeah.
That's what you said, yeah.
Yeah, Durban, yeah. Oh, I'm done, guys.
Wow, that is beautiful, man.
Mm. Am I missing out anything?
Nothing.
We're not missing out anything. Oh shit, did you hear? We gotta relocate to Madagascar, dog.
Why?
Madagascar?
It's reported to have passed a law which will see castration of pedophiles once found guilty.
Oh, if you sleep with kids in Madagascar, they castrate you.
We're gonna chop you off.
Oh, well, leadership. South African leaders don't have the balls to implement such a beautiful law. That's a beautiful law.
Yeah.
Because, you're misusing your balls, you know?
Yeah.
And your dick if you're going to be going around sleeping with kids. 100%. That is leadership. That is beautiful. And you see, I've always said, man, the Constitution sometimes stands in the way of proper justice.
Too much.
That is proper justice. Yep. You know what I mean? Because no man on earth has any business sleeping with a minor.
Mm.
Some people should not be afforded the process of going having a trial or court.
For what?
Like telling your side of the story. For the fact that we've got proof you did this, your life is over.
For what, guys? You
die
with
now.
A child. You know what I mean? Like, there's no. It's inexcusable. You slept with a child.
I'm still waiting for the punishment.
It's rape, in fact.
What's
not
the punishment? For the trolls.
Huh?
What's the punishment?
Castration.
Oh, castration for the trolls.
Yeah, castration.
Yeah, let's
castrate the trolls, bro.
Castrate the trolls.
That's it.
Yeah.
Castrate the trolls, hang the balls around them. And the clits as well.
And the clits.
Hang them around. Hang them around.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabiini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.